Thank you for calling customer service. This is Yasmin. How may I help you?
Thank you. I have a problem. As far as I know, I have not ordered anything from your company, but I have two charges on my account, on my bank account this morning for SwiftNourish.com. And one is for $64.97 and one is for $69.97. And I wondered if you could tell me what those, who charged that and on what card, the last four numbers of the card.
All right, I'll be happy to assist you. May I please have your zip code so I can access your account?
Yes, 98366.
98366.
Yes.
Thank you. May I have your name?
My name is Barbara Ellis.
Thank you. I'm on Ms. Ellis.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Ms. Ellis, can I get you to verify your address?
Why don't you tell me the last thingies of it? I don't want to give any more if it's not, you know.
I mean, I need.
I live in Port Orchard. I live in Port Orchard, Washington, 98366.
I don't have an account with your name attached to it. That's why I'm asking you for your address so I could find an account.
There is no account. 6330 Southeast Heather Lane, Port Orchard, Washington.
Thank you. Now, do you have a spouse?
I do.
And can you provide me with the spouse name? Because I don't see an account under your name.
Gladwin H. Ellis. G-L-A-D-W-I-N.
Thank you.
Middle initial eight.
I do see on March the 12th, it was an order and your spouse name for a Vibe watch and some Vibe earbuds. That was done on March the 12th. It was a trial to try for 14 days. On the 15th day, we billed for the full amount with the watch being $69.97 and the earbuds being $64.97.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'll see what I can do about that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Again, my name is Yasmina. Thank you for calling the customer service. You have a great day.
You too, love.